It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And here's your first chance in the month of December to play the Harris Challenge, as long as you are not on in October or November, because we have that 60-day rule. You can call right now, 314-969-KTRS. Or 1-888-550-KTRS. And if you need an inducement to call, I will tell you right now that we have a special bonus prize for whoever gets the most points today. We found out that the Cardinals put their holiday ticket packs on sale today for just $79. It's like a 5-game pack, which you can get online by going to cardinals.com/holiday. But we did it for you, and we have one of these 5-game packs, which will go to our high scorer on the Harris Challenge today. For those of you who don't know how the Harris Challenge works, it's America's favorite radio trivia game. We know that because we made it up. Essentially, each person gets to answer 5 questions. They have a minute to do so, and in that minute, they can pass on a question and come back and pick it up later if they have time. At the end, we sound a buzzer, and then we tally up the points. And if they get at least 8 points, which is a little more than half of the available points, then they win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Been a long time since we had those donuts, Dan.
I know. I'll have to get some.
Donuts.
Okay. Maybe I'll go by and get some next week for our live remote in at Chesterfield for Toaster Time.
Live remote.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
I once did a dead remote. You were there.
I know. Also, we have a Peroni's gift card from Peroni's Restaurant. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in O'Fallon at M&P. Or you might want to choose from Family Nuts. It's a locally owned family operation right here in Westport Plaza. They have a free scoop of ice cream or a half pound of Elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the clean sweep, if you get them all, we have a prize for you. We have Jimmy's on the Park certificate, 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus a bar menu and brunch on Sunday.
I don't want to say that when you go to Jimmy's, it's going to be the best meal you've ever had, but I think I can say this without the possibility of being wrong. It'll be the best meal you have that day.
Yes. Jimmy'sCafe.com is their website.
Yeah. Also, the only place in town with crack sticks on the table.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you talked about the Cardinal package that we have.
Yeah, it's a 5-game pack, including tickets to 5 Sunday games next summer, including popular giveaway days, like the day they give away the Cardinals performance tee or the pool tote or the BP cap or other stuff. So that goes to our high scorer on the Harris Challenge today.
So everyone hang on the line after you play.
Yeah, because you may be the top scorer today and win that fabulous prize package.
Even if you're punished, right? If everyone gets punished, if someone has
you could be punished and still
win.
I don't think we can do that.
Now you're changing the rules.
Well, we're making up the rules as we go along here. I think we have to have a little conference. Let's talk about
this.
No. If you're punished, you can't win the fabulous big prize.
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't do that. Rory's our first contestant here on the challenge. Hello, Rory.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Everybody who gets on the challenge does get something. Regardless of the points, they get something, and that is what we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. It's where you, the consumer, get to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I have nothing to gain. Maybe just hope all the families out in California are doing okay. It's a tough time for them.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories go spinning around until they spill out onto my desktop here. Led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? That's always our first category. You can have that one, or you can have Sports and Showbiz Week. Or our third category, Lots of Pearls, but No Harbors. Monday would be Pearl Harbor Day.
I'll do Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Rory. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did at least 14 people die in that shooting at a social services center in California this week?
San Bernardino, California.
Correct. According to Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement this week, who will now be allowed to fill any combat role in the U.S.
Women.
Military? Women is right. Which Silicon Valley CEO announced this week that he and wife Priscilla Chan will give away 99% of their wealth to charity during their lifetime? Mark Zuckerberg is right. In what city did leaders of 100 countries gather this week for a conference on climate change?
Pass.
You're passing. Okay, five-pointer. Who will be on the cover of the final nude issue of Playboy? Kim Kardashian, Pamela Anderson, or Amy Schumer?
Pamela Anderson.
The correct answer is Pamela Anderson. Back to the four-pointer. In what city did leaders of 100 countries gather this week for a conference on climate change?
Paris.
The correct answer here is Paris.
Hey.
Rory, we start off today with a clean sweep, which means you're in the running not only for, well, you're going to get the Jimmy's on the Park stuff in addition to your choice of the other prizes, but you're in the running for the Cardinals prize pack. Stand by. Do not hang up. We may have to bring you back here at the end, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. Nicely done. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll just follow up on Rory and just hope that people have appreciation for life.
All right. Which category would you like? Sports and Showbiz Week, lots of pearls but no harbors, or things that happened in December? That's our new third category.
What was the first one?
Sports and Showbiz Week.
Let's do that one.
All right. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL team won Thursday Night Football last night on a last-second Hail Mary pass?
The Packers.
Correct. Which 17-time NBA All-Star announced he'll retire from the Lakers after this season?
Kobe.
Correct. Which of these was Scott Weiland, who died this week at 48, never the lead singer for? Stone Temple Pilots, Toad the Wet Sprocket, or Velvet Revolver?
Velvet Revolver.
No, he was in that. He was not in Toad the Wet Sprocket. Which team is off to the best start in NBA history with 20 straight wins and no losses?
The Warriors.
Correct. Which band has been chosen to play halftime at Super Bowl 50?
Coldplay.
Correct. I heard Martin Kilcoyne earlier today suggest that perhaps Gwyneth Paltrow could be their opening act because, you know, the relationship's not completely over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Was
right.
Mutual separation or something?
Some sort of uncoupling?
Uncoupling.
Yeah.
Conscious
uncoupling. That's what it was. Scott, you got yourself 12 points. So I'm sorry you're not going to win the Cardinals pack, but you do win your choice of prizes here. And if you hang on, Dan will tell you how you get them, okay? All right. Or you can hang up. That's up to you. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Al.
Hello. Hi. Happy Friday.
Plug something.
Well, I'm just on the way home from work to play with my grandson.
Okay. Say his name.
Keegan.
All right. Let's see. We have these three categories for you to choose from. Lots of pearls, but no harbors. Things that happened in December. Or, well, this kind of goes along with the Pearl Harbor theme also. Movies that may or may not live in infamy.
We're going to go with the movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Al, let's play the Harris Challenge. What miniseries about the years leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor starred Robert Mitchum, Ally McGraw, and Jan Michael Vincent?
Ooh, pass.
For 1 point each, which two original Saturday Night Live cast members starred in Steven Spielberg's movie 1941?
John Belushi was in that. Dan Aykroyd was in that.
Correct. Which of these actors did not appear in the movie Pearl Harbor? Matt Damon, Cuba Gooding Jr., or Alec Baldwin?
Matt Damon.
You're correct. What 1953 movie takes place in Hawaii in the days leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor and stars Burt Lancaster, Deborah Carr, and Frank Sinatra?
Tora, Tora, Tora.
From Here to Eternity. What Japanese word appeared three times in the title of a 1970 movie about both the American and Japanese sides in the months before the attack on Pearl Harbor?
Tora, Tora, Tora.
There you go. Back to the one-pointer. Robert Mitchum, Ally McGraw, Jan Michael Vincent. What miniseries?
I have no idea.
It was called The Winds of War.
Never heard of it.
Or as Ernie Anderson, the voice guy for ABC in those days, said, The Winds of War. Al, you got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 5, a total of 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will bring in, is it Karen?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
I think I would just say God is good, and I am very blessed.
All right. We have 2 categories left here, Karen. We have lots of pearls, but no harbors, or things that happened in December. That, of course, is not this December, but previous Decembers.
How about the December one?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Karen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which civil rights leader received the Nobel Peace Prize in December 1964?
Martin Luther King.
Correct. Which state joined the Union first, Indiana or Illinois?
Illinois.
It was Indiana. What's the name of the trade pact signed by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in December 1993?
NAFTA.
Correct. The union organization AFL was founded in 1886 and later merged with the CIO. What does AFL stand for?
Automotive.
You can pass.
I better pass.
Which country did the U.S. invade in 1989 to capture its dictator Manuel Noriega and charge him with drug crimes, racketeering, and money laundering?
Grenada?
That was Panama.
Now
we still need AFL. American Federation of Labor, and CIO is the Congress of Industrial Organizations.
Oh, I did terrible.
Well, you did only get 4 points. The 1 and the 3 would be 4. And as you know on the show, Karen, when you don't win, we do have to punish you. We're going back to the Beatles punishment vault, because I just found a guy by the name of Joa Valley. I was looking yesterday when I heard it was the 50th anniversary of the release of the Beatles' classic album Rubber Soul. I went looking for people who did bad versions of songs from that album, and I think Joa Valley qualifies.
There are places I'll remember all my life, though some have changed.
The reverb helps, doesn't it?
Some forever.
Yes.
Horrible.
But not for better. Some have gone, some remain. All these places had their moments.
Just stuck to the spoken word.
Lovers and friends I still can recall.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Thanks for letting me play.
I'm glad you did, Karen. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Let's say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Alex and Zach.
All right. 1 category left. Lots of pearls, but no harbors. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred in the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. What U.S. city was home to the rock band Pearl Jam?
Seattle.
Correct. What country comedy show was Minnie Pearl a regular on in the 1970s?
Yeehaw.
Correct. On what TV show did Rhea Perlman play Carla Tortelli?
Cheers.
Correct. For the clean sweep and the tie, what was the last name of the Pearl who wrote the 1937 novel The Good Earth?
Pearl Buck.
Pearl S. Buck is correct.
Woo!
We have a double clean sweep and a tie for the Cardinals tickets, which means I've got Jim here and I've got Rory. Rory, you still there?
I am.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge tiebreaker works. I'm going to ask 1 question. You know the answer. You shout out your name first. Don't shout the answer. Shout out your name. I'm going to come to you then. If you get it right, you win the Cardinal 5-pack. You get it wrong, the other person, whether they know it or not, gets the Cardinal 5-pack. Okay, guys?
And Jim has to hang on no matter what.
Right. No matter what happens here, you both got to hang on the line here. Here's our tiebreaker question today. Since we're talking about the Cardinals, tell me, what was the uniform number of Cardinals legend Willie McGee?
Rory.
Rory? What's the answer?
51.
51 is correct. Congratulations. Jim, you don't go away empty-handed. You get the dinner at Jimmy's on the Park and your choice of any of the other prizes, and thank you very much for playing.
Thanks.
And congratulations to you, Rory, for all of that stuff. You'll also get that five-pack of Cardinals tickets. They went on sale today, $79, online at cardinals.com/holiday. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get those tickets. And thanks to everybody for playing the Harris Challenge. We will be doing it live next week from Chesterfield Mall when we're doing our U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots Day. And you're invited to come there and be a part of the show or just listen in and play along live. And if you want to catch up with previous editions of the Harris Challenge, they're on my website, harrisonline.com, as well as every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.